listen to the Yisrael Havzorah, Nafkamina Be'erav Shabbos for a Goy. And then we just spoke about the idea of Shehiya and Nesina Mechadash on a Kedera Reikonis and a Kedera Malaya, how they flipped, right? And how we explain the distinction based on Kedera Malaya taking care of Nirek and Mavasha, but not taking care of Shem Yechad and Yecholim. That was our Mahalach, and we quoted a different Mahalach from the Machtas HaShekel. They have to steer between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei, and Reish Nun Ches to get stuck with unless you have this fantastic shot of the Shehiya and the Sina Mechadash on a Kedera Reikonis and a Kedera Malaya, how they flipped, right? And how we explain the distinction based on Kedera Malaya taking care of Nirek and Mavasha, but not taking care of Shem Yechad and Yecholim. That was our Mahalach, and we quoted a different Mahalach from the Machtas HaShekel. They have to steer between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei, and Reish Nun Ches to get stuck with unless you have this fantastic shot of the Nachal Zeret, I believe, if touching on the bottom, and then the course of the Machaber. Okay, whatever. Then we talk about the double boil and the Unblach. We spoke about the Chidushi Aran. Chidushi Aran says that the Easter of Hamzorah is because of Shem Yechat, and the Sina Mechadash is because of Nirek and Mavashel. So if it's down in Baralo, he says, no problem, Shem Yechata. In any case, by Smicho, he makes a distinction between between Hachzora and the Sina Mechadash for exactly the same reason. We started talking about this distinction about Smicho, let's chatter again. The Osamer Chisod is that Smicho is mutter as far as Shem Yechata, not as far as Nirek and Mavasha. The Rashbo disagrees, but that's the Osamer Chisod which we're going to go with. Now, what is the Ramos view? The Ramah's view on Siv Hei is very confusing. You don't know exactly what he said. So the Kitzur say as follows. The Machlokas between Rabbi Kivega and the Dogma Ravava, basically, what's Pshat Ravon and Avram? Ravon and Avram says that the din of Smicha is more kal according to the second opinion, according to Hananya, than it is according to the first opinion, according to the Ravon. These two opinions in the Chat. And the question is, where do you go? According to Rabbi Kivega, the first day of Asis, Hafzara, the second day is Matir Hafzara. That's the Rosh Hameach, it's imperfectly. Rosh Hameach is all Mahala. The first day of all the Shem is Nirek of Avashal, it's Hafzara. Also the second holds the Shem Yechat, the way we explain with our alumnus, and therefore Smicha of Hafzara would be Mut. That's what he said. Dogma Ravava says, no, it's more making. Everyone agrees that Hafzara is Mut, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, not like the Rambam. And the Sina Mechonesh, the first day is Matir, the second day is Asas. What does the Rambam really hold? Will the real Rambam stand up? It's upshot as follows. Really, the Rabbi Kivega was right. Kivega's right. Ramo said that the Sina Mechadash should be also Mikir Adin as far as Smicha is concerned. Either Ramo's Mekel and Tipei. Nay, if you look very carefully, he's Mekel only based on what he said for the Sparal Ale. What's the Sparal Ale? Tipei is the famous Boston Ahenta. The Ran, he said it's based on his Pshat in Yerushalmi, maybe a wrong Pshat according to the Chazanish. We had a run on paragraph. That the whole concept of Butla Shehir Rishona, and therefore it's no longer considered Hafzorah, considered the Sinai Mechadosh, does not apply on Shabbos, only on Arab Shabbos. Okay? So the Rav is talking about taking something from the floor and putting it back on the Rav. It was on a fire Friday afternoon, Friday evening, when Shabbos came in. Everyone assumes it's Asr, because you need Oda Biyodo and Oda Adullah Hafzir. And the Rav is making with its Pratmi Rishona. Oh. Same thing, the same Nafkamina will apply. As far as Smicha is concerned, if you assume like the Zakar B'Kivega, namely what? That Hafzara is Mutter and the Sina Mechadosh is Asr. So Bordo, with the Ramo said earlier, Tivay, there's no such thing as the Sina Mechadosh on Shabbos. No one's considered in the category of Hafzara. And for this reason, it would be considered to be Mutter. That explains perfectly what the Ramo meant. The Bialoch, he doesn't understand. The Beis Meir doesn't understand what's going on. The Beis Meir couldn't figure out. What's he making a comparison between Smicha and his Hestis? Had there by a covered fire before, with no connection at all. Let me explain that it's imperfectly. The Beis Meir didn't like it, the Beis Meir held that Ramo was made by Hill like a dog on a rope. But we think Rabbi Kivega is right. But the bottom line is Dog on a rope is right according to the Mekilim, according to the Ran with Yerushalmi. But the Halacha says we don't accept the Tov L'Hach, we'll come to it later. So therefore, for us, Smicha by the Sina Mechadosh would be prohibited. Because Ramo is in effect passing over here. The Nesina Mechadosh also not because of the Shem Yechat the cube, as we spoke about on Friday, but rather because of this Nirek and Mavasha. Fine. This being the case, that's why we got started, about the Hafsakat Hashmal, where the Chazanish's nephews had a dispute. has an issue of a big chumrah that it's not the hamzor, not the issue of a mice, the issue of the matzah. If a monkey put it there, if a goy put it there, you got to take it off. So what happened after hafsakat chashmal on a covered fire on a covered electric range on Shabbos? So Mr. Karelet said, it's all quoted, I think, in the Oster shop. Mr. Karelet said, it's awesome. And according to Chaim Kanievsky, was in the Chazish's house, and it was mutter. How can I be mutter? What about the problem of Shem Yechata, because the matzah, the monkey, the goy? So we explain as follows, that they're fighting about what exactly is the nature of the issue of the Sina Mechadosh, right, on a covered fire. This is the equivalent of this case of the Afsakat Chashmal, where it starts all over again in the middle of the day, a covered fire. So according to the Mechilim, the Sina Mechadosh on a covered fire, there is no Shem Yechata. The fire is covered. The guy's not going to uncover it. Since the fire is covered, so there's no problem of Shem Yechata. It was only the Sina Mechadosh. And since the guy didn't do anything on Shabbos, he was sleeping when the electricity went off and on, so it's not a problem. Okay? However, those who maintain that when the Sina Mechadosh is Shem Yechata cube, a very serious Shem Yechata, then it'll be a problem, even though he was doing nothing, if the electricity goes off and goes on again. Okay? That was one nafka mina. A second nafka mina might be, can you tell a guy to do the Sina Mechadosh on top of the Belech? We always assume no. We explain the reason why by Rikas. Now, we assume that the Belech knocks off Shem Yechata completely, which seems to be the Mahalach of the Ramah. He only left us with what? The Rikam Avashel, we can trust him by the principle of what? No, spoke on Friday. Shvus to Shvus, the Malka Mitzvah. There's a need to serve the child. Number three, could you put Agave Kidei Ramalea, a full pot, in the case of its stomach virala? We said we weren't so excited about the head of Agave Kidei. Forget about the Kidei Rablech with the other, even a regular Agave Kidei. You thought going to Ramah's logic, it should come out that it's awesome. Why should it be awesome? You said Shem Yechata Begachol. Right? Shem Yechata Begachol. But now, what we're going to say, if it's been stomach virala, the Ran, the Chedusha Ran said, there's no Shem Yechata, and others might even agree. We don't have anyone to argue with Purush. Those who ask him, Hachazara, by the stomach virala, could be the asking of Nirek and Ravash. But the possibility that if you have the stomach virala, you can take and use the Kedera Gabe Kedera, even according to the Ramah. Finally, as you mentioned Friday, I believe, briefly, if you have a Kedera Gabe Kedera plus a Blech, so the Blech knocks out the Shem Yechata, the Agave Kedera knocks out the Nirek and Ravash, and the Shabim Mutter, these are all very important to yourselves. Okay. Then we had, I believe we spoke about Rabbi Kivega, did we not? Right, it's Chazim the Chazar, the 90 mile an hour. We'll slow down soon, to 80. So the Rabbi Kivega had a bunch of Ha'aras in the Pesach of the Mechaba. The Mechaba had paskened Shehi Agave Kira Megula, quoted 2 days, the first like Rabban, the second like Hananya. Rabbi Kivega suggested that he passed like the Balamor. We said, no, it's Divrei Tov. The Ramah paskens it's a question of whether he really meant it or just like a blut of shiyushoku. Fine. What about Hatzorah on Akira Mechusa? So if a Chava passes, you can put anything you want there, no problem. Kivega, two questions. Number one, isn't the Rabbi Nayona asks according to the Rif? And we explain, number one, the second day is against the Rif. Number two, the Rana of the Pshat in the Rif. And then he has to catch, what about Hagosa? What about the Rajba? So we can't hold that at all because we hold that the cutoff point is called Tzorah instead of Machab and Dusha. Fine. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, we started at the end, we're talking about Kasha Gvoh. According to Hananya, it's mutter to be mapped. Why? What happened to Nirek HaMavash? What about Nirek HaMavash? So one wild idea was Pabba Atalia. Right? Pabba Atalia. Those who passed, just to go for Kitz and Imritz. The Rif and Rambam passed like they were born. Nirek HaMavash. They couldn't accept Kasha Gvoh. Whereas those who passed like Hananya, they hold of Shem Yechata. They don't hold from Nirek HaMavash. That's what we suggested a little bit. But then we saw that the Rajma can't hold that way, the Bialot can't hold that way. So the Nuva, Kashgon is a weak fire. Such a weak fire, it's not even Nirek HaMavash. Now we just finished in 10 minutes, Chazming the Kitzur we did on Friday. Now we start the remaining 40 minutes, or 50, we'll see, to Chazer new stuff that we didn't spoke about on Friday. One of them is what's called Off of the Erev Shabbos. I mentioned the last minute on Friday. Off of the Erev Shabbos, what's it in? The Ramah has some possibility to be making. Why? Why should he be making? Right. Doesn't make sense. It's a shvach of fire. So what? the answer that we have in Yisrael Gol, which is just learned from Kasha Gavava, that a weak fire is not considered Nirekam Avasha. Presumably because Afa Merav Shabbos is also Hashem Yichad HaBegachal. So therefore, we find this principle of a weak fire comparable to the Kasha Gavava. Okay. Of course, it doesn't really prove much as far as Nirekam Avasha, because we think about more holes from Hashem Yichad. Nevertheless, it's a precedent of sorts. Now, what about a case of the blech? Time to talk about the blech, at long last. Okay? The blech is divided into three parts, right? One is less than Yatzal Eretz, one is Yatzal Eretz, one is on the fire. Let's start from the beginning. Less than Yatzal Eretz, what kind of status is it at? Can you put something in the refrigerator on the part of the blech which is less than Yatzal Eretz? Well, yes or no? Oh. So the answer is that Rambam always spoke about the two girsos, two dischos. According to one nusach, comes out that the way we have printed in our regular Shulchan Aruch, that offer of Omer Ojo might be prohibited if it's less than Yatzal Eretz. The Mishnah Berurah and the Gros say it's impossible, there's no such thing. So to defend the Rambam's girsa, although it's probably not the emes, probably the Gros Hagos is right, but to defend the girsa we have, we suggest him, Avon from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, Ein Mosrin, Torosso Shekolecha V'yecha V'yodo. You can't be so cavalier and say, oh, you'll draw exactly a line, it's less than Yatzal Eretz, more than Yatzal Eretz, so then you'll know exactly where the line is. People are not going to know. They're going to get confused, they're going to make mistakes. Because of this reason, we say the person's going to potentially make a mistake. So we say that we have to ask even the part of less than Yad Saletus. So by the way, it should really be measured, Yad and not Yad Saletus, so by how hot the food is going to get, right? As opposed to how hot the metal is going to get. Okay, so the question points out. In any event, Mr. Brewer says so. In any others as well. In any event, this is the Chazon Ish as far as the Tanur is concerned. Would it apply to a blech as well? Would it or would it not? I guess I just finished my thought. That maybe Offman Bojo might be also less than Yasa Letters, but both of the Ramah the way we have the Girsa, based on the Chazon Ish's thought, perhaps. Let's go back. So what about the blech? So the question really is, what is the status of the part of the blech which is not on the fire directly? Is that considered on the fire? Is it considered off the fire? And if so, is it considered smicha? Well, maybe worse than smicha? We don't know. The problem with smicha is a concept called dofa amafsi, which our Tosa speaks about. Didn't find its way into the Mechavah Mefurish, but it's a Mogan Avraham, Shunit Ches makes reference to it. There's a whole shaila in Poskim. Will we consider it to be in the category of smicha? Or maybe not, it's worse than smicha because there's no dofa amafsi. Okay, well, so let's say it's less than the answer, let us go. So less than the answer, let us go, make the following statement. If we view the part of the blech, which is off the fire, as smicha, we have to be matter. Why? It's impossible to ask for smicha when it's less than the answer, let us go. That's our assumption. Why is that so? It will have to be also forever. You will draw me a line somewhere. It's only smicha, and you know you have to let us go, so be also from here in China. Everywhere it was, it'll be smicha, less than the answer, let us go. So nothing's going to be mutter, even no matter how far you get. The answer is, as far as smicha is concerned, this Chazon Ish there and couldn't possibly apply. Only applies to Tocha Tana or maybe Aloesh. If you view off the fire as smicha, you get less than Yatzal Eretz, so it's certainly be mutter. Okay, that's A. Oh. What about the part which is Yatzal Eretz as well? What about that part? So now, if you view it again as Allah H, so it's not allowed. I said before, see the Mechadosh is awesome. If you view it as Smicha, right, then what? The fact that we spoke about before. Smicha, we've seen the Mechadosh. Maybe. If you don't need a Dolphin Mastic, that's what it is. If you need a Dolphin Mastic, it's even worse than that. The best case scenario, Lechara, is it considered Smicha by the Sina Mechadosh. We don't like that. Well, the Ramah liked it. He said he liked it based upon what? The Boston ahead of the Ram, which we don't the Ram himself is not to rely upon. So the mice, you can't put food from the fridge onto the part of the blech which is off the fire, which is more than Yatzal Eretz, that's certainly not allowed. Not certainly. We assume it's not allowed. Off the further way, when it's less than Yatzal Eretz, well, that's the Shiloh. Is it considered Zmicho considered Al Gabbat, Samach Lokos Al Poskim, the mice. We call it should be machmal lechatchila because it's not so clear. Maybe it's considered alva'esh, which case the Chazon Ish there could apply, of up to Yatzal Edison. Good. Now I got the more important question. Some of the more important questions. They were both important. Can you move a pot on the blood on Shabbos? From place to place. It's divided into two parts. Can you move from a Yatzal Edison to Yatzal Edison? And can you move from Yatzal Edison to the fire prop? Those are the two Shabbos. Correct? Okay, so what's the din? So we first have to know an abstraction. What's the din from smicha to al-gabo? What's the din? Can you move something which is somewhat of the fire and now put it on top of the fire? The chazanish is megel. Chazanish is megel on the shayla. Chazanish is megel. It's not so clear that he's right. The sefer Nachal Zera thinks maybe he's wrong. Maybe for smicha to al-gabo might in fact be prohibited. Okay? So now we want to know, can I move something from off the fire to on the fire? So if you view it as smicha when it was off the fire, then it's the machlok of Kazanish and the other pasuk. If you view it as being on the fire, even though it's a little bit off, but since all the Yatzal Edison, it's no delta mafsik and it's one big thing, whatever it's like one big pot, then, I mean, there are pluses and minuses. The minus was there's no way to put it there from the fridge in the first place. Because I think we should accept that mind. But the plus is, which is certainly we looked at, to move it around from that place to the point directly on the fire. So I think if we accept the minus, we can accept the plus too. Okay? Because the tzirut, because even if it would be considered off the fire, there is a chazan issue, we don't understand. It says, I think the das note I thought was, it's considered on the fire. A, because it's no dolphin, I'm afsik. And B, because it's, you know, it doesn't look like smicha, it looks more like it's on. So I think that's okay. Minig is wrong. Trying to defend Minig Yisrael for years, they move things around from, you know, off the fire to on the fire on the blood. But if that's the case, Rabbi, so what about moving something which is less than the Yatzal Edison to more than the Yatzal Edison? No, you can't have it both ways. So you can't move that, you can't slide it along from less than the Yatzal Edison to the Yatzal Edison, but Pashtus. Why? Because it should have a din of Nesina Mechadosh. Pashtus. Rabbi Moshe has a cooler. Rabbi Moshe seems to say that that's okay. It's alright. Presumably, we don't exactly understand why. I mean, it doesn't spell out too much. Why? Why? And Chazanish asked it. He said before he asks it. Maybe Rav Moshe holds that the entire blech is considered alayish. Even the far corner, which is less than Yatzal Edison. Let's say I have a frying pan. Big, humongous frying pan. And one corner is even less than Yatzal Edison. Maybe Rabbi Shalom, you can still slide it along, because after all, it's considered Alayesh. That could be possibly could be shot in Rabbi Moshe Tzak. Or a different word. Rabbi Moshe was Megal against the Ramah. Rabbi Moshe seems to be Megal, we'll come to it in a few minutes, that if a person puts something on a bench, and it's down to the Hazir, that you can put it back on the covered fire. Rabbi Moshe said it. Rabbi Moshe is basically Megal against the Ramah. So if that's the case, so obviously being on a part of the blech which is less than Yatzal Edison is no worse than being on a cold bench, on a cold table. So I'm not exactly sure what Shana Rav Moshe is, but Rav Moshe was making the shayla, but the chatchila we should still be charging nach. Yes?
And that's
what
the blech less than Yatzal Edison. If you consider either agala or samo, what if we fall back either way? If we don't rely on the rock, we can't, you know, you're pretty much that area number three either way.
What's your question?
I mean, we said in my husband put it, we can put it from the fridge to that area that's left against the lettuce.
Correct.
The only side of the hotel would be if we wanted to line the rug.
No. It's not against the lettuce, it's like putting it in the nowhere.
What is the
side of the hotel? You asked me two questions. First you want to side of the question, how can you be making it? And how can you be mad? Which way do you want? I'm gonna show you a question. Where are you coming from?
I don't understand why what's the problem with putting the fridge on Tuesday? The area.
Do you think it should be mutter now? Okay. Just a minute, secondly, tell me if you think it should be awesome. I just want to see where you're asking. Ask any question you want. Okay. Ask what you want. What do you want?
Since it's cold, there's no problem.
So what's your question?
So why should it be awesome?
Oh, that's the question. Why should it be awesome? It could be awesome for one of two reasons. One, when we sit down and ponder a motion, it's arguable that even though it's less than the lettuce bowl, it's considered to be one big pan. You couldn't put something into a pan on the fire into one corner to have to let us go. That's arguable, maybe. Or even if he's failing that, we can come up with the Chazanish's chumra, that they made a gzeira, and the Yatzal Edison, or the Yatzal Edison. Okay? And basically those two really coming together to make a possibility to ask him. Okay. Good. Now this concept we spoke about so many times, let's get to it. But Lashir Rishon. That's a Gemara that Lamed Chesam Adveis. You need Oda B'Yodo and or Dagalas. It's an unresolved question in the Gemara. If you have either or, Asur Mutter. And to put it back on a covered pipe. The Bible is an unresolved question. So take him. So what's the din? It's complicated. Not so posh. So the machaber is machmir. Put it on the ground, it's no good. Doesn't mention a word about that to Lahasa. Strange. It's on the Rambam. For some reason, he passed an oath that karga is no good at all. That Lahasa was irrelevant. And the quantity to shulchan would be okay. That's the machaber's pshat. Interesting pshat. So the quantity to put on the karga, forget it. Put on the shulchan, there's no problem. You just let go. The Mechavis make. Even the Rambam asks. Rambam says you require Oda B'yodah. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishas Atzchak. This is a Teku. And the Rambam's Machmir, like some Rishon, he didn't see five others that he just on earth who say Asur. Who say Mutter. So Mishas Atzchak, you can rely on either Oda B'yodah or Da'at Olam. Even the Rambam requires both. Mr. Buzmaker, Mr. Hatzchak, either of them. Okay? Either of them. The Rebbe mentioned Moshe was making even more, even the Chatzchili was making. If it's Al Gabe Shulchan and Al Talahaf, that has two things going for you. Number one, Shulchan, the one of Rechavah's Mutter, because the only Taka Asras. Number two, Al Talahaf, there is Mr. Buzmaker. So the Rebbe Moshe combines the two to be making even the Chatzchili, but most possible don't rely on that. We're going to hold it to our law. Okay? That's if you let go. What if you didn't leave go? You put it on a table, and you held on like they had it shown Friday night. They raided the children at 12 o'clock. They raided the children then 1 o'clock. Saw it my own eyes. After one, so each time they raided it, so they hold on and they put it back again. It's too heavy to hold in their hands. They put it on the table. Is that good or is that bad? Not so clear. The Yerushalmi, we should talk about this issue. And the question: what the Yerushalmi meant? Not so simple. There are those who learn Pshat in the Vilna Gaon, like the Korban Ha'eda, on the side of the Yerushalmi, who says that if you have it, you hold it in your hand, and it's put that on the Shulchan, it's mutter to return it. That's the Rabbi Moshe Paskin, that's what we assume the halacha. But there are those who say, not that way. Say, V'nachal Zered. He's always there. He says, not true. That if you put it down on the table, even though you're holding it with your hand, it would still be no good. So he loves trapped in the Yerushalmi based upon it, the way he understood the Vilna Gaon. Against the Korban Ha'eda. Limiting it to be Makel in the Shabbat, I repeat. Look, Ravosh is Makel even in the case where you put it down and let go. Then it might put it back. So that we don't want to rely upon the Chesed Chak. But you're actually holding it in your hand and put it and leave it on the table. So then we can be Makel. On the floor, not. It never happens on the floor. On the floor, the hand on it. It just doesn't happen in real life. But on the table, we have a right to be. To be make. Okay, even though it's a matter of some dispute. Okay, now, what will happen? You put it on the ground. On the ground. So again, you have the Gemara, they have Dat Lahas. The Gemara is an unresolved question. The Mechaber Asim, the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah is Megel B'Shasat Chak. You have one of the two, Dat Lahas. What happens in the case in which it's a solid, which is cooled down completely. What happens in that kind of a case? The machlok is the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham. Because the Rambam has an expression, he needs to know this down on the ground. The question is, why does he require this? Does he require it because of Bishul, and wouldn't apply to Dabba Gush? Or does he apply because of Hachazor? In which case, it's a condition, even if it's Dabba Gush, the Bushel Kotzar. So it's hard to know who's right. We found a Ritva who held like the Mogan Avraham. We found nobody holding the Grom, the Pharisee to be shown. So that's a push to be making on this kind of a Shaila. But I'm just letting you know that it's a Shaila. Of course, in the average case, in which the person's holding it in his hand, if we require the Chatchila, unlike it that he just done in the Kamri, how long is he holding it? Right? This is just a nafkamina. Let's say something in the refrigerator. You put it in the refrigerator, that's considered mulach agav karka. You know, it's not on the ground, it's cold as a karka. Yeah. Not for the hafzir. They put it back. When? Tomorrow morning. So could there be possible hefter according to make kyonda mishnah berurah b'shatocha? What do you say, right? You can be mekel dat lahatzer even if it's not owed to the other. So number one here is like karka over, so we're not so excited about it. Number two, if it cools down, which it will overnight, according to the Magen Avraham b'chlalos, it's not so easy to find any cooler for that on this basis. Only cooler that works is the bust and the hefter, which the Rav b'chlalos used to use with the shatocha. The Rav quotes the Ram. The Ram says, we mentioned it briefly before. The Ran said that the whole shaila of Oda Biyada with Atul Ahavs and the Sugya is only if it was pulled off the fire from before Shabbos. You want to put it back now on Shabbos. We say, Bakla Shir, we shown on that. If you pulled it off the fire on Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos, then there's no problem. You put it down. No problem, ain't Atul Ahavs. Why? It's considered continuity by definition since it was removed on Shabbos and then put back on Shabbos. That's how he read the Yerushalmi. That's the Ran's reading of the Yerushalmi. The Rambo says, Tov lahachmir, but there's a minute to be made. Chazanish says, forget about it. He read it wrong, question. But the Ran had a wrong here, so there's the word im. The word im made all the difference. The Ran had an extra word im, which isn't there. So the Rishalmi never said anything. So you have no right to be made based upon this fictitious Rishalmi. That's how the Chazanish phrases it. No. I told you, if your father does it, you can't, what are you going to do about it? The Rambo said it. What can you do? You get married. Your own house, so you don't rely on this cooler, because the Rambam said we should rely on it anyway. It's all completely wrong. Okay, let's discuss two electrical questions. One is a children's flat top, non-adjustable hot plate. What's it in? Rambam should make them. Why? Because there's no Shem Yechata and there's no Nirka Mevasha. It doesn't look like cooking because you don't usually use it for cooking. And there's no Yechata, there's no handles, there's no dial, there's no adjustments, of course. Should be mutter. Later, other poskim argue and say lo plug. But all the riots they bring by lo plug are not riots. Because every case they will find is an outside chance of chitul. Here, there's no chance of chitul. So I thought it's mutter like a mash. Rav Moshe is a lush and ef shel levash lebo. But I had told me about pen. It has to be that way. Then he says, well, that's what ef shel levash lebo. Lav dafka means that if it's not normal use for cooking, it's mutter. So that's why I think it's okay. What about a Shabbos clock? You have an electric range, you have a Shabbos clock, then you put food on the range before the Shabbos clock goes on, so later when it goes on, it'll heat up. Yes or no? So I thought the answer was yes, based on the Mefurash Ramah. Mefurash Ramah. And the Ramah didn't have Shabbos clocks. I'm not going to call the Ramah lived before Shabbos clocks. What's the answer? He had a Shabbos clock. It was called the Shabbos Goy. But you can't ask a Goy to do these things. You can't ask a Goy. No. In the old days, they'll ask the guy to put on a fire in the main furnace of the house because people were considered sick with respect to the chill in the air. And the Unzi Yidlov, while the guy is already putting on the fire, which the Rabbanim are mocking it, the Rabbanim call it, let's have a hand on Mrs. Chulot for the same price. They have to put the chulot in the very top of the oven. They put on this oven before the guy put it on. And then the guy put it on, it'll heat up. Shabbos clock! In effect, a Shabbos clock. No, and there are laws matter certain things. There are laws matter. Certain terem exist. So the Chazanish says, what's going on? According to me, he says, according to Chazanish, even if a monkey puts on, you gotta take it off. So certainly if a goy puts on, you have to take it off. How can this heter exist? That's the Chazanish discussion on that Ramon. That you're not permitted to put it yourself on top of the oven. Why not? It's like a negative do. It should be mutter. As we saw the Ran, it's called a Shulchan Aruch. So the Fiyani is that it's not correct. The real emphasis is that on top of this furnace, on Shabbos, it is a potential problem of Achzorah. As the Chazanish himself suggested in his first terence. And then he added, quote, it's a quotation. this explains the Minig HaOlam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a Kraft of Gimel, that it's mutter even to do it with a Jew. The Ramah is not that happens, but the guy puts the shoulder on top of the upper floor goes on. But the Minig HaOlam wants to be make it even by a Jew. How can that be? How can a Jew do it? It's a HaChazara. Right? The Jew himself is doing it. It's an impossibility. How do you allow that? Very difficult, difficult svara at first glance. And we said, no, no. They were mekel because right now, not even Shia, because it was cold. It was cold. This explains. This explains the Minig HaOlam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a Kraft Kuf Gimel, that it's a real string out. The whole sukkah is 4 words. Pina Mechel Mechel Mao. Five words. Take it.